Thanks for tuning into Fractal Chambers here on BFF.FM, community-based radio station from the Mission District in San Francisco. My name's Clementine. The show is Fractal Chambers here every other morning from 10 to 11 a.m. playing a bunch of new pop music and new and sometimes local and also sometimes nodding you guys to local events that are happening nearby. Like that last track you just heard, that was the Smokescreens. They're a group based out of LA, with members that were from Terry Maltz and featuring also members of the Plateaus. They're playing at the Parkside this upcoming Sunday. So that's tomorrow. Whoa. They're playing alongside LA the Molochs and SF-based Sea Blythe and Neutrals. And I highly recommend checking it out. It should be a really good show. So, I don't know if I ever said that track name, but that was Smokescreens with I Can't Wait. And that's off of their very first release named after themselves. That was put out by Muratorio Records. So I guess some studio updates is today's actually BFF.fm's fifth birthday. So we've been around for about 5 years, and I want to thank you guys for all your support throughout these years. It's super duper amazing to grow a community solely based off of a radio station, and it's great. So thank you guys for being a part of it. And some birthday updates is this coming Monday, if you're based out of San Francisco, we're gonna be broadcasting outside the window of Artist Television Access on Valencia Street, Valencia and 21st. We'll be there from Monday through Fridays 10 to 6, so just if you're in the area, come say hi. Should be good. Anyways, if you're curious to what we're listening to in the background, this is The Ventures, which is this classic surf instrumental group from the 60s, and this is the album Adventures in Space. Pretty fun stuff. Some of it pretty wacky, but if you're curious, I'll be talking over this entire show. So, gonna keep the music going. I'm gonna share a new track with you guys from Wild Nothing off of their album that was just released yesterday. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy. Thank you.
Situation when it makes me nervous, but I don't want distance, when distance always seems to be the thing that comes and hurts us. We can't win. How can I feel alright when I'll hate myself for it? And this feeling in the back of my head since I woke up, I can't ignore it. Told me you wanted to spend some time alone. I understood, I just wanted you here. And when the bus went past your house and past your stop and didn't stop, my eyes filled with tears. We can't win. These nights staring at your back have made me lonely. We don't want distance, but it seems to come to us so. We can't win.
I was told.
Hey guys. Welcome back. You're currently tuned into Fractal Chambers here on BFF.fm. You just heard a very new single from Cloudberry Records. That was the BVs with Every Story is a Ghost Story. And that's an A-side off of an upcoming single. The BVs are a duo based out of the UK and Germany. And I don't know, it's pretty cool. I was talking about this 2 weeks ago, but like, we live in this era of the internet where you could collaborate with a peer in a completely different part of the world online and just release music for everyone in the world to see. And it's super duper fantastic. Anyways, prior to the BVs, you heard the Goonsacks with their new single, We Can't Win. That's going to be up off of their upcoming album, We're Not Talking, released by Chapter Music, and it's going to be out on September 14th, so that's like 2 weeks from now. Oh boy, that's super exciting. So I've just been a huge fan of the Goonsacks since they released their first album, Up to Anything, a year or two ago, and it's super fantastic. They're like really young, but also really talented, and it's funny because one of the members of the Goonsacks is son of a member. He's like the son of one of the members of the Go-Betweens, and if you look at pictures of him and his father, they look exactly the same. It's super great, but I'm excited for this new album. It's exciting to hear like all of their vocals as well. In the previous album, you only heard like two of the members' vocals, and now you like you're hearing more, and everyone's so talented, and it's fantastic. And I believe they're also doing their very first North American tour and coming to San Francisco in early November. So I'll probably keep you guys posted and play more of those tracks as the date approaches. And prior to that, you heard Ethers with Party Girls versus the War Department. It's a track off of their self-titled album released by Trouble in Mind Records. And Ethers is this really fantastic Chicago supergroup featuring members from acts like Heavy Times, Outer Minds, Radar Eyes, and The Runnies. So that's pretty great stuff. Prior to Ethers, you heard Distant Creatures with Destroy the Heart. That's actually a cover of a band from Britpop band from the 80s and early 90s called The House of Love. That track appears off of this compilation album called Reverse Play C86 Rediscovered, put out by Fade Away Radiate. And it's, yeah, super exciting that this like whole music group of like sophistopop crew decided to put together this compilation album of new or current bands covering a bunch of songs and groups of music that like kind of capture that ethos of the CD6 era. I mean, not all the songs are actually like literally from the CD6 album, but I have tracks, covers from groups like the Softies, they have a cover of the track by the Softies, which is actually a track from the early 2000s, but yeah, pretty good stuff. And it's all completely free, so if you just look up Reverse Play CD6 Rediscovered, you could like see all the like 30-ish tracks that are available and listen to them. And kicking off that set, you heard the new Wild Nothing track, Shallow Water. That's off of their latest album, Indigo, that was released yesterday by Captured Tracks. And it's super interesting because previously their last album is like super duper electronic, so like you could like hear Jack Tatum returning to his more like indie pop roots, and yeah, it's nice. It's really sonically aesthetic stuff, in my opinion. Anyways, we have about 30 minutes left. Gonna keep the music going. Up next, you're gonna hear a track by Oakland SF Bay Area based Rays, the track Yesterday's Faces. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy.
days pass carry and intention. Garden and dispatch to the moon. Preparatory dreams destined to those long I spent in the room. milk trunk wrapped in fat of animal, watermelon sugar alcohol. First day of spring.
Welcome back. You're currently tuned into Fractal Chambers here on BFF.fm. You just heard a new track by The Wit called If You Ain't Got Nothing to Do, Don't Do It Here, which who knows what that means. That's a single off of their upcoming untitled album that's going to be self-released. This is The Wit. They're a group from Oslo, Norway, and I believe they actually released their first album way back in 2009, which is almost 10 years ago, which is crazy to think about. And I don't think they've actually released another album since. So they were together 2009, released an album, and I think just like played some shows and then mellowed out and then are back together and releasing a new album, which is pretty exciting. Pretty good stuff. And prior to that, you heard a new Sea Pink's album with Watermelon Sugar Alcohol. That's off of their new upcoming album, Rock Pool Blue, released by CF Records. So that album is going to be out in September 28th, so that's like 3-ish weeks, 4 weeks from now. And yeah, it's going to be on digital and super limited vinyl in two different sleeves, so that sounds pretty cool. Sea Pink's, they're a group from Belfast featuring members of Girls Names, and I feel like Girls Names is pretty like, this is a lot more lighthearted than Girls Names, and it's super, super good and super fantastic. And prior to Sea Pink's, you heard Peel Dream Magazine, which is probably the best band name of the hour. That track is called Chi Velocity, off of his single Modern Metaphysics, released by Slumberland Records. And yeah, so Peel Dream Magazine is a nod to John Peel of BBC Radio 1. And yeah, this stuff, this whole album very much reminds you of like Stereolab and Broadcast, and yeah, super delightful. And prior to that, you heard a new track by Nicholas Korkovich with Rosemary, off of the single the same name, released by Tin Angel. And I've been a fan of Nicholas Korkovich for a while. He's from his like solo stuff in piano to his like orchestrated huge like group projects of fake bands like Gigi. Super good stuff. And this track really reminds me of like really soothing bedroom pop from Scandinavia. And it's been a while since I've listen to music like this, so it's, I wanted to like sprinkle that in there. And kicking off that set, you heard local group Rays with Yesterday's Faces. That's going to be off of their upcoming album You Can Get There From Here, released by Trouble in Mind Records. Yeah, so I guess I'm gonna keep the music going. We have about 11 minutes left, and there's some stuff that I'm excited to share with you. Up next, we have another track from the C86 Rediscovered compilation. This is Dayflower with Pristine Christine. Thanks for so much for tuning in, and I will see you in a bit.
Perhaps you do, it could be true, but you don't react like me. Oh, Christine, Christine, will I ever feel? Watch your
100 songs. So yeah, I'd love to do it. And one's the first week of May is done, basically, is so we can do a Sunday, or we can make a different session. What do you reckon?
Yeah, let's do it.
Cool.
Answering always gets you inside.
guys. Thanks for tuning into the final moments of Fractal Chambers here on BFF.FM. You just heard a track, the new track by the radio department that was Going Down Swinging. And so that, it's crazy to think, because it's like Radio Department has been one of my favorite bands. I've always just saw them as pop music, but for the past few of their releases, they've been like super duper political, and this track is just a response to the upcoming Swedish election. And one of the things they mentioned in the tracks was like church bells ringing, and apparently like since like there's this like upcoming population of like folks that are akin to like the alt-right in Sweden, there have been a lot more like racism on the rise. So the church has been doing this thing where if there was a potential like rally, they would like ring the bells to indicate like things might not necessarily be safe. And yeah, so really, really cool that they've gone political. And prior to that, you heard a track by Dayflower with Pristine Christine, and that's a cover of the Sea Urchins off of the Reverse Play CD6 Rediscovered album. Gonna leave you guys with a track by Wooden Men with Brick Horizon. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I will see you in 2 weeks.